two stories out of the U.S. state of Florida lead things off. First, a setback for SpaceX. It's a private space exploration company that has a contract from NASA, and one of its Falcon 9 rockets blew up during a test firing in Cape Canaveral yesterday. It was an unmanned vehicle. No one was hurt. But the rocket and its payload were destroyed, and that included a communications satellite intended to help bring internet service to the Middle East and parts of Africa and Europe. SpaceX says an anomaly on the launch pad caused the explosion. The company's had a handful of failures and a string of successes over the years, and NASA says it's still confident in its commercial partners, which include SpaceX. Next, all eyes on Hermine. That's a storm that was spinning in the Gulf of Mexico last night and headed toward northwest Florida. Hours before it was expected to make landfall, forecasters said Hermine had strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane. Hermine had dangerous, potentially damaging winds and threatened to push ashore a storm surge, a wall of water of between 1 and 8 feet. Florida's governor called Hermine life-threatening and put thousands of National Guardsmen on alert to help with rescue and recovery. Leaders from around the world are making travel plans. Where? To Hangzhou, China, the country that's currently president of the G20. What? The G20 stands for Group of 20. It's gearing up for its annual meeting. Why? To discuss global economic issues and how to cooperate to address them. When? This year's event will be held Sunday and Monday. Who? Heads of state from Argentina to Australia, from Europe to the U.S., from South Korea to South Africa. They represent almost 90% of the global economy and two-thirds of its population.
The G20 isn't a group of 20 at all. It's actually 19 countries, plus the European Union, and often an assortment of guest countries invited along. The idea began in the late 90s when the Asian financial crisis rocked global markets. The first G20 was held in Berlin in 1999 and consisted of finance ministers and central bank heads. Then, almost a decade later, the world faced a far greater challenge when the subprime crisis triggered a near total financial collapse. Fear was palpable. The G20 was turbocharged. Heads of government from member nations were called to action and met at crisis meetings in Washington, London, and Pittsburgh.
For a brief flicker of a moment, the world was experiencing such incredible instability, the worst recession that we've seen since the Great Depression, that everyone wanted to at least show the public that there was a level of agreement.
During the financial crisis, the G20 leadership pledged about $1 trillion in new stimulus. That goal was roughly met, but other proposals went nowhere.
You have to be honest and say that it's a pretty poor grade over the last several years in terms of delivering on these commitments that they've made. It is that countries meeting together get that practice of working on problems. And so should we have a major crisis again, that infrastructure will be in place and ready to be utilized.